All right, now for the question, or back to the question, how is stream entry to be attained? And we may say there are two ways. There's a positive way and there's a negative way. The first, the positive way, consists in the cultivation of the first seven positive links up to and including concentration. And it's on the basis of concentration that there arises knowledge and vision of things as they really are. And this knowledge and vision of things as they really are is not just knowledge in the intellectual sense. It represents a breakthrough into a higher dimension, the dimension of the transcendental, the dimension of the unconditioned. And when this breakthrough takes place, one passes, goes beyond the point of no return. One enters the stream. I dealt with these links in some detail last week, so no need to say anything more now. The negative way of attaining stream entry consists in breaking the first three fetters. We'll deal with these three fetters and then close. Buddhism speaks of 10 fetters binding us to conditioned existence. And these fetters represent, we may say, different aspects, different phases, different stresses, if you like, of the gravitational pull of the conditioned. If we break them, if we only burst asunder these 10 fetters, then we're instantly transported from the conditioned to the unconditioned. Instantly, on the spot, we become free, in the total sense. But it's not easy to break the 10 fetters all at once. They usually have to be broken one by one, gradually. Now, the 10 fetters are, first, self-view or self-belief. 2, doubt or indecision. 3, dependence on moral rules and religious observances. On breaking these three fetters, one becomes a stream entrant. One reaches the point of no return. One becomes subject, from now onwards, more to the gravitational pull of the unconditioned than to the gravitational pull of the conditioned. And as we've seen, one will be reborn not more than 7 more times. Attainment of enlightenment within that period is assured. I'll return to these first three fetters in a moment. Meanwhile, we'll continue with the list of 10. 4, sensuous desire, in a sense of desire for experience in and through the 5 physical senses. 5, ill will, or hatred, or aversion. These two fetters, that is to say, sensuous desire and ill will, these are said to be particularly strong. And it's on weakening, not even breaking, weakening these two, that one becomes what is called a once returner. A once returner has gone well past the point of no return. He's even more strongly subject to the gravitational pull of the unconditioned. The gravitational pull of the conditioned is felt by the once returner comparatively little. He has before him only one more birth as a human being, according to tradition, and he'll then gain enlightenment. On actually breaking, as distinct from merely weakening, fetters 4 and 5, one becomes what is known as a non-returner. One is not reborn on earth at all. One is reborn, according to tradition, in one of the pure abodes. In other words, reborn near the periphery, near the outermost reaches of the gravitational field of the conditioned. And the gravitational pull of the unconditioned is now overwhelmingly predominant. The gravitational pull of the conditioned is felt hardly at all. The non-returner gains enlightenment directly from the pure abodes without the necessity of another human birth. Now, the 5 fetters I've so far mentioned are known traditionally as the 5 lower fetters, and they bind one to the plane of sensuous desire as it's called. In other words, bind one to the innermost circle of the gravitational field of the conditioned, where the gravitational pull is strongest and, as it were, densest. Sixth fetter, desire for existence in the plane of form. Seven, desire for existence in the formless plane. These are the middle and the outer circles of the gravitational field of the conditioned. Eight, conceit in the sense of the idea of oneself as superior to, inferior to, or even equal to other people. At this stage, this very high spiritual stage, one doesn't make comparisons at all. Nine, restlessness, instability, and ten, ignorance. In other words, spiritual ignorance, in a sense of lack of awareness. And these are the five higher fetters. And they bind one to the middle and the outer, even outermost circles, of the gravitational field of the conditioned. And once they are broken, once these five higher fetters are broken, one is free. One experiences only the gravitational pull of the unconditioned. One is, in fact, oneself, the unconditioned. And there are no more rebirths. And such a person is known, in the traditional terminology, as an arahant, or worthy one, or holy one.